make it affect the prettiest, make it affect the prettiest, make it affect the prettiest, make it affect, 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 make it affect,
All right, everybody. So welcome to Not Strange Uncles, and actually probably two of us. What's going on, Louise?
Oh, you know, just hanging out here.
Yeah, right. No shit. You know, so, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, we try to give you guys content every week. We kind of miss this one. You know, we're going to shoot the shit a little bit, and then we're going to play a song and play some editing clips. But the reality is life kind of got in the way, and so we really don't have a full show for you. But what I wanted to do is just get on with my brother, you know, kind of old days where it was just him and I, and see what we got going on and kind of explain why we're behind the fucking ball. So what do you think, man?
Well, yeah, you know, like you said, life happens and shit happens and all kinds of stuff happens that are not in our control, or maybe some of them are. But
government.
Yeah, Josefina came over and picked her up Thursday night.
Right.
Spent the night here with me, and then Friday we just hung around. Had some Bloody Marys at fucking 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you sons of bitches. I saw pictures of that too. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It was delicious. Anyways, this bar, I thought it was going to be a super dive. Like, even Josefina's like, I don't even want to go in there. And I'm like, come on, let's just go in there. And like I said, it looks like, well, it's surrounded by shitville anyways. There's like an empty lot that they're trying to do something with. But anyways, we go in there.
I've been afraid to go to that bar too, dude. You know, when I lived in Spokane, I know which one you're talking about. I think they changed names like last year or some shit like that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They went to the Big Dog. It used to be something else Dog or something like that.
I think it was like Bridge Tavern or some shit. I don't know. And then they fucking changed. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. It was fucking dive. Yeah.
Well, when you go in there, it's fucking nice. I was like,
really?
What the? It felt like you walked into a time, one of them time zones or whatever.
What are those Orson Welles time machine motherfuckers?
Twilight Zone things is what
I mean.
Right. But you go in there and they have like, I don't know, 6 to 8 nice pool tables. And you're like, what the hell? It's got the iTunes or media thing machine. It's got full speakers everywhere, TVs. You know,
somebody's fixing that shit up. That's the thing. I think it just had like new ownership a while ago.
Well, we sat down. There's one guy in there. He's like, hey, you know, what can I do for you? And we're like, oh shit, let's have some Bloody Marys. Ends up, the guy that was serving us is the owner. Just some young dude, but you know, mid-30s, late-30s, something like that. And he was talking to us how he just came back from Vegas, and he has been working on his bar, I guess, on the inside and going to work his way out. But I'm telling you what, this bar was really badass.
I love badass bars. You know, we actually, on our side, we found a fucking watering hole we did not take you to, dude. And I'm sorry, because we didn't know it was there. But so, you know, Poplar Pub? Or fucking Pub. Jesus Christ. Poplar Pub going the other direction from our we're at now. If you go the other way, if you go south, there's a thing called Brewies where you can do, you know, there's a bar in the front. You can get beer and you get food. They deliver the food to you. You watch movies. It's a really fucking cool thing. But there's something that sits right in front of that called Legends. Man, that's our hole in the wall. It is really fucking fun. We try to do Sunday fun days. We went out there last Sunday and just, you know, got in a conversation with this guy who is like an ex-Mormon. And he was so full of fucking good shit. It was actually fucking funny. It was really cool. But next time you come over, man, got to take you there. It's fucking really cool.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Legends. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. So, you know, again, you know, we kind of just, you know, we don't have much for you other than our bullshitting. What I want to get Luis on and just say, hey, you know, we're gonna be back next week. What this is going to be is just us kind of shooting the shit, and then we're going to go into, I'm just going to play some music, and there's going to be some clips afterwards. Again, the Vegas trip is next weekend for me, and I think we can kind of get back on track. But when I actually go to Vegas, Luis, I want to try to, there's a haunted museum there that I want to try to get recordings for. There's another haunted tour that I want to do. It's a whole big thing, and Mitchell, you're a big fan of us. I will see your smiling face. And, you know, maybe we can make that work. We'll see what happens. But when I come back, hopefully we'll have more content. And as far as website goes, right now, mystrangeuncles.com, by the way, you guys can find in the toy box section the blog about Dugway Proving Grounds. We're trying to change it up like once a month for you, so there's something else on there. And so hopefully when we come back, I'll have a write-up on what we have and something to do with haunted weird shit. Anyway, and then, brother, you, I don't know if you remember, but what did we talk about last episode that we're going to research this new one? Remember?
The ley lines.
I just like the way it fucking sounds. So we are going to research ley lines, which is energy lines on the earth a little bit, along with our bullshitty whatever we do. But that's kind of a teaser on what you guys can expect. Again, we're kind of sorry. Shit fucking happened, gets in the way. But we figured at least we could do this and kind of put a placard on there. And, you got anything else on your side, man?
I just want to say to all the listeners, too, is go watch Deadpool. It's a must-see TV.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Must-see movie.
I heard. That's cool. That's awesome. I can't
hilarious.
Wait.
It's action-packed. It's funny. I think Ryan Reynolds is at his best. You know, and it's sad, too. You know, so it's got like all kinds of shit all wrapped up into one giant shitball movie.
Well, I think I asked you before. So you think, and fucking dude, hand on the Bible, you think is better than the first one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking A.
You'll see the critics will say that it's better than the first one.
Usually part twos aren't better than the first. It's just what it is. Although I will say Captain America Winter Soldier fucking kicks ass. One of my favorite fucking movies of all time. I love that show. So that's cool.
Yeah, you'll love Deadpool. It's funny because he makes fun of the Wolverine like throughout the whole fucking movie. It's hilarious.
That's how I heard little fucking bits and pieces. Well, that's cool. I think maybe this weekend we'll go. We're kind of laying low, you know, because I'm taking off Thursday and coming back. But yeah, man, that's cool. Thanks for the heads up. And again, enjoy the song. Enjoy the clips. Close it. Close the gates.
All right. Oh shit. I thought you clicked it already.
No, not me. I'm fucking still running, guy. So you can say close the gates on this one.
Close the gates.
Living the dream. right, so how is... Yeah, actually, well, maybe not.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It sounds like maybe... So talk from the side. Move it a little bit more over.
Okay, I am.
Okay.
I'm good.
Move it closer to the...
Why?
Well, like that.
Well,
your mic just went limp.
Well, that's what happens when you touch it.
It's so fucked up. Jesus Christ. All right, here we go.
No, not yet. We gotta let this out. God damn it.
Chris, I'm
breathe. All right, god damn it. Fucking god damn it. Okay. I hate you. I read it perfectly just fine, and then you're like, nope.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I'm not good. We're doing everything all there.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, everyone. We sincerely thank you for taking your time to listen. But like everyone... Stop laughing.
Okay, babe. All right. Shit. Maybe I shouldn't believe the fucking last one.
I told you not to.
Okay. All right. You good?
Yeah. Oh. Let me take it. Inhale, exhale. All right. Did you just yawn?
I did. Go ahead. Okay. Count of three.
Hey, everyone. We sincerely thank you for taking your time to listen, but like everyone else in this world, we're fucking greedy. And we want more of you. What the fuck? I'm done. My part was good. Fuck you.
It wasn't good because it got the... Okay. All right. We'll try. Please spread the... Why don't I just fucking keep the first one? Please spread the word on how to find us through social media, because that's where we're all... See, I can't fucking say that either. Please spread the word on how to find us through social... All right, let's chalk this up and do this maybe
Pause it. Pause it. My turn? Okay, well, fucking answer me. Ready, everyone?
Sense.
I make all the sense in the world.
Shut up.
I make so many cents, I make dollars.
That's too much. Okay, you're too far away. Or we gotta do
well,
this.
I'm trying to scoot over, but your fat ass is right there.
I'm not. I'm right here.
Are you all the way against the wall to give me room?
I thought I was, yeah.
Close your legs. It stinks.
That's fucked. All right, let's try that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So how are we looking now?
Check, check. Wiki, check, what?
Let's see where we're at. Check, check. Let's see where we're at there. We just got to make sure we talk loud.
Well, you don't have to scream like you're...
All right, so this is bonus content. We got done recording, and we decided we were going to watch one of our favorite movies.
What is it called?
This Little Whorehouse in Texas?
Yep.
And then they had a phrase in there called a New York Minute. And we actually looked that New York Minute up, and it means, what does it mean?
Instant.
Yeah, 1967, Texans discovered it, and it was so what they would do in a minute or two, New Yorkers would do in a New York minute, which makes no sense. But anyway,
instantly.
Yeah, Texans already hated everybody else right from the back go. So anyway,
bye.
Bye.